You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian federal government has announced a plan to regulate digital payment methods, including cryptocurrency assets. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it'll be the largest reform to Australia's payment system in 25 years and will see customers using cryptocurrency exchanges protected under law.
We're taking this area out of the shadows and bringing it into a considered regulatory framework, which is world leading. We're obviously focusing on innovation too, and competition and transparency around fees to get better outcomes for consumers. And we want those businesses that are buying and selling cryptocurrencies to be properly licensed.
Fiona Guthrie, CEO of Financial Counselling Australia, backs the idea.
It's a really positive announcement from the government because our payment system hasn't kept pace with rapid development of technology. And so it's really good to see that there's going to be a root and branch review. And that's really good for consumers because it should mean that we end up with stronger consumer protections. And it also means that everybody will have to play by the same rules. And that's kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You don't want new players coming in and taking advantage of a system and just because they've got some newfangled way of doing things.
The reforms next year will include consultations over the possibilities of a central bank digital currency and a licensing framework for digital currency exchanges. Dr. Philippa Ryan, Honorary Associate Professor at the Australian National University in the College of Law, says the government is correct when they say there is a lack of transparency.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head. That is the issue, because failure to see what's going on is the problem, particularly with cryptocurrencies. I'm not convinced that the problem is a lack of regulation. I think the current suite of regulations we have in this country is really robust, does actually address the issues that we're seeing with failed exchanges, for example, or Ponzi schemes. I think the problem is compliance and enforcement.
Dr. Ryan says Australia needs to catch up with global standards in the realm of crypto or risk losing a domestic industry and market.
We go to the main problem that's going to arise if the Reserve Bank doesn't get on board and do something about a regulated cryptocurrency, is that all the legitimate operators who are very smart fintech developers in this country will leave. They will just go to a country where there is a fiat-backed or fiat-pegged crypto where they can operate whatever it is that they want to do that can be best managed in a crypto token, crypto asset, crypto utility, or a cryptocurrency. They'll just go elsewhere.
As cryptocurrency booms, the Australian Federal Police are also reporting on a rise in related scams. New figures from the Australian Consumer Regulator show a 172% increase in losses between January and November this year, a total of $109 million. Dr. Ryan says some people can fall victim to particularly sophisticated phishing schemes.
I really am sympathetic towards those people who get scammed by the phishing attacks. I think they're the hardest to stomach, that they're so sophisticated that you could end up parting with all of your cryptocurrency because you were scammed by somebody who said, this is your holder and you need to verify and re-establish or re-verify your details or do a couple of trades to keep your account alive. Those sorts of phishing attacks sound quite legitimate. And you could fall for it.
She warns that the cryptocurrency market is much higher risk than a traditional stock market or stockbroker approach. She says losing in a volatile market doesn't always equate to being scammed.
Somewhere between those sits these cryptocurrency exchanges. It is risky. And people should never, ever give over more than they're willing to lose. And the idea that they then want to come back and say they were scammed is really tricky because there are so many warnings about this. I'm staggered that people continue to lose so much.
Another important part of the announcement is a review into buy now, pay later schemes, something Fiona Guthrie says should help regulation become technology neutral.
But what we are really pleased about is that this review is going to look at the way buy now, pay later is used as a payment mechanism. At the moment, buy now, pay later doesn't allow merchants to pass on the fees it charges. So between 4% and 6% of the cost of the goods is charged by the buy now, pay later platform. Whereas if you use a credit card, those surcharges can be passed on. They're around 1 to 1.5%. So there's an uneven playing field.
Federal government talks are set to begin in early 2022. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.